Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
64 degrees right now in the area, going up to 80 today, 80 tomorrow, a chance for showers, 50% chance for showers tomorrow. Then Wednesday, it cools off, highs of 70 on Wednesday. Then for Thanksgiving, lows in the 40s, highs of 62. Same thing for Friday, really, then warming Saturday and through the weekend, chance for showers on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday as we start December. Let's talk with Allison Plyer, chief demographer at the data center, about how many immigrants live in the New Orleans area. Coleman bringing us back with the immigrant song from Led Zeppelin. I caught what you did, buddy. Nice job, Chris Coleman, manning master control today. So tell me, Allison Plyer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me about the data center and what it is that you all keep track of.
Oh, sure. A lot of folks know the data center. We have been tracking the demographics of the New Orleans area before and after Katrina, looking at changes over time. We also look at changes in the economy, et cetera. So we cover a lot of, you know, kind of overview data that helps everybody understand the situation in the metro area.
So Katrina was 05. That takes us through to 2015, and here we are in 2025. Give me some snapshots of what it looked like in those three times.
Yeah, well, I can certainly talk about pre-Katrina now in terms of Latinos, which is going to be, you know, the largest group of immigrants in our region. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, many were born here, right? The city and the area has a long history of connection with Honduras and Latinos who've been born here. But in short, there are about 135,000 Hispanic folks in the metro area. And that's up from about 54,000 before Katrina. So you've got, you know, almost triple the number of Latinos in the metro area. That's particularly in Jefferson Parish. And I'm sure lots of folks know that. There's about 86,000 Latinos in Jefferson Parish, which is more than double what it was pre-Katrina.
Any reason why particularly Jefferson Parish?
You know, we know that a lot of folks came to help with rebuilding, right? Debris removal, roofing, et cetera. And of course, the rebuilding of the area went on for so long that folks ended up settling here, right? They might have come as single men, unattached, young workers. And then, you know, when they got into their 30s and whatnot, decided, you know, they wanted to settle down. So, why Jefferson Parish? Jefferson, you know, had a larger concentration of Latinos pre-Katrina. It's not uncommon for Latinos to actually settle in those what are called the inner ring suburbs of metro areas, because there you have kind of what is naturally affordable housing, you know, housing that was built in the 50s and 60s and has become, you know, a little bit older and therefore is kind of affordable without any kind of subsidies. So a lot of Latinos across the country have settled in inner ring suburbs where they can better afford the housing.
Do you guys separate legal from illegal or not?
Well, so, you know, it's very hard to figure out, you know, what the unauthorized population is of any area. There is an organization called the Migration Policy Institute that does some estimates. That's all they can do. And they're estimating that there's about 46,000 what they call unauthorized population in the New Orleans metro area.
Out of the 135.
Yeah, it would be probably a little bit more than that out of the 135. Once you add in some Asian folks and others, there's probably more than 135,000 immigrants.
When you say
in the area.
Latino, primarily from where? Or is there
primarily? In our case, Yeah. No, we have a very strong Honduran population. As I mentioned, the banana trade started in New Orleans and was connected to Honduras, and there's a long history there. And so lots of Honduran folks settled in the area, and that, of course, meant that they have family connections, and that draws more folks over time from that country. So Honduras is the primary area people come from, and also other parts of Central America, El Salvador, Guatemala, et cetera.
Let me, if I can, we have a little bit of a phone problem here. Let me take an early break, if I may, and we'll look at traffic with Courtney P., and then we'll come back and talk to Allison Plyer, chief demographer at the Data Center, about how many immigrants live in the New Orleans area and how has it changed in the 20 years since Katrina and what those folks have been doing. So if you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. One other question I have that I'll ask when we come back is, if you look at since Katrina, it's been 20 years, so I would think if people were here unauthorized, they have had children, and those children are American citizens. So we'll take a break on and figure all that out when we come back. Traffic now, WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, 824, Tommy Tucker, WWL, rejoining Allison Plyer, chief demographer for the Data Center, talking about immigrants in the New Orleans area. How you doing, Allison? We back?
I'm doing well. Yep, we're good. Back.
Let's talk about what I was mentioning before with let me get the numbers straight here, 46,000 are in here unlawfully, and 135,000, that's inclusive in that 135,000, 46?
Oh, yeah, that okay. That's good back of the envelope.
So yep. About a third maybe would be close, about a third?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I mean, it's hard to say, but yeah.
But of that, if they've been here 20 years, chances are they may have had children, and if that's the case, I mean, you got kids that came here in 2005, they were kids, maybe they came here unlawfully. They might still be in the country unlawfully, or and then had kids. And if they had kids, that means those are American citizens, right?
Right. That's right. Yeah.
So how would you count those, or do you know what kind of numbers we're talking about?
Yeah. No, but, it's so hard to know. And because, as I said, just even the numbers of folks who were unauthorized is just an estimate. Right. So, there's some good national numbers about that. There's 6 million children who live in a household with at least one parent who is unauthorized. But there's nothing like that, for our small geographic area. Nobody's done that kind of estimation. But, you can figure that's the general trend. Right. You were very logical there. Folks who've been here 20 years, they probably came as young men, many of them, some young women. Right. Over time. They've had families, right? So they might even have grown children at this point. So there's going to be, some what they call this sort of mixed status households, where you've got some folks who are unauthorized and then some folks who are citizens.
So what did they do when they came here? What led them to come here, and what have they been doing since they've been here?
Oh, yeah. Well, they came, I think all of us saw how many Latinos came and helped with, so much of the rebuilding, right? That was a huge draw. There was something even before Katrina phenomena called hurricane chasers, which were folks, mostly Latinos, came to the country and they would go from place to place, like mostly in Florida, to help rebuild. And those hurricanes were smaller, but because Katrina was so vast in the damage, folks came here and then were here for 10, 15 years with all the rebuilding work. So yeah, they came mostly to rebuild. I mean, we do also know that there's a lot of folks who, you know, work in our hospitality industry now. We pulled together some data on that, about, you know, among the hospitality jobs in the New Orleans metro, about 10 to 13% of the cooks and maids and housekeepers and bartender helpers and janitors are Latino. So, you know, and that's been a shift that wasn't that high a concentration before Katrina. So, yeah, folks have, you know, really settled here and do a lot of the lower paid kind of work in our metro area.
Because my initial question was, okay, so ICE is coming in or Border Patrol, whoever they are, and they said they want to round up 5,000 people. If they do that, well, first of all, you want to make sure that you don't get anybody that's legal or an American citizen in that. If there are 46,000, then you would think that there are more than 5,000 that should be rounded up. But if that's the case, according to the Border Patrol logic, if that's the case, what's going to happen to, in other words, if these people are disappear, who's going to take the jobs or what's going to happen? What effect is that going to have on the area?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's something that, you know, everybody is wondering about in general as ICE is rounding up folks. I mean, many times they're rounding them up in workplaces, right? While they're doing landscaping or while they're doing, you know, they could grab them at a hotel, who knows? So, you know, how does that affect those businesses that depend on that lower wage labor? Yeah, I haven't seen those exact numbers anywhere else.
Well, you just said lower wage labor, and that makes me think that you got to watch what you ask for, because if people get what they want, and a lot of unlawful immigrants get rounded up, then that means their jobs could be taken by people that are not willing to work for as low of a price, and you could have work costing a lot more in your house, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's a very, very good hypothesis that you just laid out, you know, that a lot of Americans, you know, we hear this all the time, Americans don't want those jobs. I think, you know, they're hard jobs, they pay low wages, and immigrants who don't have good options in their own country, for them, this is a good option. But it's oftentimes not something very appealing to most Americans. So, yeah, so they would probably demand better wages, better safety protections, et cetera, which could cost more.
And somebody's got to do the work, right?
And somebody's got to do the work, yeah. So it certainly could make home building that much more expensive, et cetera.
Okay. I was just wondering about all that. Thank you, Allison. I appreciate it. Any final thoughts from you?
No, I think you've got some good logic there. So, hope that the conversation is helpful.
All right, thank you. Allison Plyer, Chief Demographer at the Data Center. And I'm not saying that people should be here unlawfully. I'm just saying that there are causes and effects and actions and reactions. So don't be surprised if after a big roundup you wind up paying more for things at your home or whatever. We'll take a break and back talk to Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.